It's God. Hey, do you have a minute? Knowing you have heard from God is life-changing. It makes your relationship with God come alive. So you do well to learn how to listen for Him. If I told you that at noon tomorrow, God was going to speak at your favorite lake, beach, or nearby park, I would venture to say that you would rearrange your schedule in order to be present. You see, we all want to hear from God. Yet, God has spoken. And the great thing is that we live in a time in history in which we can hold His words in our own hands. Truly, I learn the most about God and from God when I read the Bible, and so would you. Step a little closer. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, we find a young Samuel sleeping when God speaks his name. Unsure of what he is hearing, the 12-year-old runs to Eli, the priest he is serving, thinking he must be calling his name. After it happens a third time, Eli realizes it must be God who is calling Samuel's name. So he tells Samuel how to respond if he hears again. Speak, for your servant is listening. We learn much from this encounter. First, it is in the stillness God speaks to Samuel. And we see God speaks personally to Samuel, even calling him by name. Getting our bearings, in the last morning briefing, I wrote that God wants to talk to you because He wants to make Himself known to you. He speaks through His creation, revealing a lot about who He is. And what are the other ways God speaks? God speaks in a still, small voice. God speaks through Scripture. Note, the way we learned that God spoke to Samuel was through reading the biblical account. That retelling instructs us how to respond when we believe God is speaking to us. Shh, be still, listen. God speaks through other believers, including voices from the pulpit, worship music lyrics, and so on. God speaks through visions when we are awake, dreams when we are asleep, circumstances, opened or closed doors, serendipitous meetings. God also speaks through a knowing in our innermost being. When God speaks, He expresses His mind, His character, and His purposes, and His leading will always be consistent with His word. He will not shout at us, though. God is a gentleman and will not break down the door to get our attention. Though, if we think about it, He has done that too. Be still and know that I am God, from Psalm 46. Just reading those words brings me a sense of calm, and then endeavoring to be still in God's presence, a sense of rightness. In our busy lives, in our busyness, it takes intention to be still. Then, by intention, we discipline ourselves to quiet our minds and know that He is God. More to come, but for today, look up. Look out. What is God revealing to you about Himself in the creation around you? Oh, I pray that you are desirous of hearing God's voice, sensing His clear leading in your life. Ask God to speak to you, and then be still. Look for Him. Listen. This song contains so much truth about God's ways, about how He speaks. I hope you'll like it and take it to heart. I'm Listening by Chris McClarney. It's solid.